Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a Tuesday edition to Daytime After Dark. I'm going to let Nadia on. And Nadia, why don't you let everyone know who our guest is?
Okay. Hi, Carly. Hi, everybody. Our guest today is going to be Vedder Gabriel. He is an excellent rock star singer. He can sing country, too. So if you would like to welcome him in now, please.
Yeah, I will. Hi, welcome to the show. Oh, my gosh. You are, let me just say this. You are so amazing. Your voice is
you're amazing.
And, you know, I was listening to some of your songs, and when you sing Don't Stop Believing, oh, my gosh, you did amazing. That song is so hard to do, I think, you know, for anyone. But for a kid, you were amazing. And, you're welcome. So how did you get started in singing? Can you tell everyone that?
How did I get started? Well, I got started singing because I was, like, born in the NICU. So my parents would put on these lullabies for me and to help me, like, fall asleep and cope with my belly surgery. So, yes, they just gave me these lullabies, and then once I listened to them a bunch, I picked them up and, like, hummed them to myself to fall asleep. So, yeah.
Oh, that is awesome. I mean, you know, for such a little guy, you know, you're going to go places. Don't worry about that. You are going to walk on for years. And I want to know if you could do rapid fire quiz for us for singing. Do you have Rascal Flatts song you want to sing for us?
Any what?
She wanted to do rapid fire singing.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So I think
sure.
her first challenge,
yeah,
for
like,
her song challenge is Rascal Flatts. Go.
Yeah, like, do you
I want to ride it all night long. If you're going my way, I want to drive it all night long. Yeah,
okay, how about Brad Paisley?
There's an old Kodak camera in my dresser drawer. I ran across it just this afternoon. I realized that I don't ever use it anymore. In fact, last time I did, I think it was with you. When we were down in Cozumel, we had the whole beach to ourselves. And it's crazy now to think that it's all there on that film. And I could take it to the store to be developed on what form. But I could still see everything just fine. Who needs pictures with a memory like mine?
He's so good. You're so good, Vedder.
Oh, Vedder. My God. You are awesome. And what about Bon Jovi?
Okay. wanted, dead or alive. I'm wanted, wanted, dead or alive.
Happy birthday, Bon Jovi.
Wow, you are so talented. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
So I read, you know, I read a lot about you. And so you've been with Chris Stapleton, right? You worked with him before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
And how about Chris is awesome.
It was awesome.
So,
he is one of my idols, and I love him very much. And his wife. I cannot forget his wife. His wife is awesome, too.
Awesome. And also, you know, who else have you worked with?
I have gone on stage with Green Day, Stone Temple Pilots, 30 Seconds
wow.
to Mars, Kenny Chesney.
Oh, my. Kenny, oh
Brad.
My God. I love Kenny.
Me too.
I love
Kenny
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm jealous of you. You are so amazing.
Thank you.
You are blowing us away. And so, if you had to do like a dream duet with a girl, in country music, who would you pick?
The one I haven't done yet?
I think she said a girl, too. Is that the
good
yeah,
girl?
Like
Carrie Underwood or Mariana Lambert or Carly Pence. Who would you want to do a duet with?
Oh, in country music? Carrie Underwood, probably. She's a really good singer.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would do great with Carrie Underwood. I really do. I think you, if they did do it with you and Carrie Underwood, you would rock it. Right, Nadia?
Thank you.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah,
you're amazing.
Yeah, and so my questions are over. So here, Nadia comes, and she's going to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Hi, Vetter. How are you? How you doing?
Hi, Nadia.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I absolutely love your song, the singing. You're excellent. My question for you is, Where do you see yourself in the future with your singing?
I see myself to be the singer of my rock band and go on tour,
mm-hmm.
see places, see things, see people,
mm-hmm.
changing the world with music, one step at a time.
That's awesome. And so you love to sing. Who else would you love to sing with, like as a, like a rock star person, a rock star singer? Who would you like to sing with in the future?
That I haven't yet?
Yes.
Dave Grohl, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Foo Fighters and... They are one of my idols, too, but, I mean, I've seen them a couple of times, but I just haven't, you know, gotten up there.
Wow.
Robert
so,
would be nice, even though he isn't mm-hmm. with Led Zeppelin anymore. He's still pretty cool.
So now, so you have your own band, correct? Can you just explain to us a little bit, like, how you got your band started?
We got our band started through this place called School of Rock, which is basically
mm-hmm.
a place where you can follow your music dreams and, like, meet new friends to join a band. So basically that's what happened. I met some friends and I'm like, hey, why don't we go join a band? And we're called Too Loud. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and you can, no, not listen to us. You can just follow us.
Awesome. And we can follow you on Twitter and Facebook. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Instagram, too.
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you wanted to sing for us today for Bon Jovi's birthday. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to sing for us?
Yeah, we love your voice.
Perfect.
It's over. All that remains to change. Everything is being away from the way. Another place where the faces are so
Oh, Singing.
Thank you.
Do you want to continue? Well, I know Nadia asked you a question on what you want to do in the future when you get a little bit older, but do you want to continue singing as a career and maybe get discovered once things get back to normal where you can open up with somebody like Carrie Underwood or somebody like that or compete on The Voice or America's Got Talent or American Idol or any other talent shows that might be out there?
Of course I would. I'd like to take every opportunity that I possibly could to get better and do my part in making this world a better place.
Mhm. Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
How long has it been involved in singing? I mean, when did you first start singing?
When did I first start singing?
Yeah. When? I mean.
Actually, singing like 5, 6 years old.
Wow.
And I had surgery on my belly, so my mom and dad would play these lullabies when I was born, and before I could talk, I'd just start humming them.
Hmm.
And I never really stopped humming those melodies. So. Yeah.
Yeah. That's very interesting. Well, I don't have much to say other than I wish you well, and hopefully you can.
I wish you well.
Once things get back to normal, you can probably start to think about going on the road.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Thank you for your time.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so, you know, you are welcome to come back anytime, and
thank you.
You, Dad, let Nadia know when you have an event scheduled or anything. But I think, you know, you should go on The Voice or American Idol. I don't know the ages they do yet, Nadia, do you? But I think I think if you went on other singing competitions, you will win it. You would totally win it, hands down.
Thank you.
Definitely.
So, yeah, and
I don't think I'm old enough yet, though. Yet, though.
So, Nadia,
2 years.
In closing.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nadia, do you have anything left to say before we end the interview?
Yes, I just want to say congratulations, continuing your singing career. I hope every time when we get back into the concerts again, hopefully I'm at a concert where you might be able to be pulled up on the stage again. I thought that was awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And definitely good luck on your future. And when you ever have, like, anything you want us to promote for you, just let us know. We would definitely love to have you back
on
the show.
Thank you all for your time.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Come back anytime. We love you. We think
you're
like a genius, like a kid genius singer. That's what I wanted to say. Yeah. So please come back.
All right. Good luck.
Okay, definitely. Thank
you.
Have a great night, and tell your parents we said thank you as well.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, all right.
Mom and Dad, thank you.
He's right here.
Have a good night.
You guys are amazing. Thanks for featuring them. Be loud, everybody.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Take care, guys. I hope to do it again. He's got some new songs
definitely.
Coming soon with his band.
Awesome.
Oh, that would
maybe
be
we
awesome.
Can promote that.
And Vetter wants to give a shout out to somebody. I know he might not be, he didn't get a chance to call in, but there's a really special person in your community, in your side of town. Vetter, go ahead.
His name is Marcos. He is an amazing friend of mine, and he's a journalist. And he's wrote multiple articles about me. And I would just like to say hi.
Stop
you
calling.
Could. Yeah, if you could say hi to him for me, that'd be great.
Oh,
yes, he definitely will.
Yeah, he was going to try and call in, but I think he got busy, but he wanted me to tell you hi, and he looks forward to interviewing you again, too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys, for having
Thank
me
you.
On.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
You
okay.
too. Bye.
Bye.
Wow.
Hello. She's amazing.
Bobby, you're still there. But no, I thought maybe I was wrong, but I just thought half an hour for a kid would be too long. Maybe I was wrong, but, you know, I mean, a half an hour of his singing voice, I did not want to destroy that beautiful singing voice. So was I okay to do that, Nalia? Because I just thought, you know, 20 minutes.
Well, no,
cause
they. Well, no, because they had to go someplace too. So.
So yeah.
That's why
I
made the question short.
I have nieces and nephews, so I kind of know that attention span is, you know, 20 minutes
right.
at the best. And we have, like, a busy week, you guys. Like, we are so freaking blessed. I said freaking, okay, people. To be doing what we are loving right now. We are just blessed what we are doing. This is probably the best. You know, time on Daytime After Dark, why not, Leah?
Yes, definitely is. And,
so
do we want to announce who we have tomorrow?
Yes, Nadia, I was going to have you do that.
Okay. So tomorrow we have Eric Nelson. He will be at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And then tomorrow night, we also have Kevin Derrick at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah,
so we have two really good people tomorrow.
Yeah, the whole week, we are doing double duty on some days. This is fine. I love it, and Veronica was just not feeling good today, but she will be back.
She sent me a voice DM.
Yeah, and Maggie wasn't feeling good too, so, you know. But, you know, we have like a whole week of interviews, so, you know. And no, I have a month in a hospital for all those people now asking me questions. Okay, I'm a very bad person. I will say that. I just, Nadia knows what happened to me last night, that I wrote my screenplay, and somehow some of it got deleted, and thank God I backed it up on another document, but I was looking at that until like 2 in the morning. So, yes. So, but I will watch the soaps. I might get to it this weekend with all the interviews we have coming up. But, you know, and have a great day, you guys, because we need to keep our vocal cords great for this week, right, Nadia?
Yes. I mean, I'm fine, so.
Yep. And have a great day. And, Bobby, thank you for calling in. And
well,
like,
thank you
well,
very much.
When we only have half an hour guest, that's why I just said ask one or two questions, because of that I wasn't being rude or anything. It was this time, Barbara, time thingy.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So, okay,
and some of the
have
questions
day,
I heard you guys. Some of the questions
okay,
I heard you guys say already.
Bye.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.